Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome again to Higher Consciousness. I am your host, Professor Jamila Franklin, and each week on Monday evenings from 7 until 9 p.m., we have the show entitled Higher Consciousness. And for those of you who are new, I always give a little background information about the show. Higher Consciousness is a Blog Talk radio show that deals with metaphysical as well as spiritual topics. And we also cover political, social, and cultural issues as well. This is not a show about political debates. Instead, this is a show in terms of enlightenment. And we have guests who can give you more information about topics that you may already know, or they may enlighten you if you have no information about the topics. And my background information, I am a holistic life coach, a college professor, a certified Reiki master, certified aromatherapist, energy medicine practitioner, and I am also a psychotherapist. And this show has been on the air since October 22nd, 2012. And since that time, we have had over 46,200 plus downloads. And I'm so grateful and thankful to each and every one in the listening audience, because it is because of you that this show has and is continuously a success. And the show is dedicated to my listening audience. So each week we cover topics that are very, very inspirational and very enlightening. So if you miss any of the shows, you can also go to our website, and the shows are archived. Immediately after the show, which ends at 9 o'clock, the show becomes archived. So you can listen to any of the shows that have been on the air since the beginning of the radio program. And we invite you to invite your family, friends, colleagues, and other people whom you know to listen to the show as well. And if you're interested in being a guest on the show, you can feel free to call me at 770-882-7347. And if you're interested in any of the services that I provide, again, you may call me at 770-882-7347. And my website is www.oyendeenterprises.com. Again, that's www.oyende, which is spelled O-Y-I-N, as in neighbor, D as in dog, E, enterprises, ENTERPRISES.com. Okay? And we look forward to hearing from you. This evening we have the wonderful opportunity to listen to someone whom I know personally, and she is a wonderful, wonderful person, and she has been on our show before. But I wanted to bring her back on the show to give you more information about her. Her name is Miss Linda Minnick, M-I-N-N-I-C-K, and she's a certified life coach, advanced psych-K facilitator, speaker, and author, and founder of AccelerateYourLife.guru. As human beings, we live in a spiral universe, ever growing upwards. We are designed to move forward in our growth in all areas of our lives. Because of this natural yearning for more, we all have things we would like to change in our lives. For some of us, we desire a total overhaul, a way to step into our dream and purpose. For some of us, at the moment, it's just tweaking. A better job, a healthier life, or a new relationship. Wherever you are in your life and desires, there is a process to changing it. This process has been around since the beginning of time. You can find direction in all the holy books. Henry David Thoreau talked about it in Walden Pond. Napoleon Hill confirmed the process is used by some of the most successful in Think and Grow Rich, which is his book. So what is this process? On this program, Linda will discuss the steps to accelerate your life and create the changes you would like to see. These steps take you from being able to recognize what is you and what you truly would like, changing your thoughts and behaviors, and then celebrating your new life. Let me give you some background information about Linda. Okay. Linda Minnick is a certified life coach, advanced psych-K facilitator, speaker, author, and founder of AccelerateYourLife.guru. And for over 25 years, Linda has worked with individuals and organizations, helping them build their dreams, accelerate their results, and create richer, more fulfilling lives. She is a specialist in transformational thinking. She has shared the stage with world-renowned teachers such as Mary Morrissey, Bob Proctor, and Michael Beckwith. And Bob Proctor and Michael Beckwith were two of the people featured in the DVD, The Secret, which is a metaphysical DVD that tells you how to change your life. As a sought-after coach, speaker, and trainer, Linda has offered transformational coaching and workshops to individuals and organizations around the country. Whether it's individual coaching or group presentations, Linda helps her clients ignite the potential within them to attain the results they have been looking for and gives them the tools to which they can continue on that upward spiral of fulfillment and success. And for more information about Linda, please visit www.lindaminnick.com, and that's LindaMinnick, MinnickK.com, or her website www.accelerateyourlife.guru. Again, the second one is www.accelerateyourlife.guru. So for any of you who would like to talk with Linda, please feel free to dial 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number for Linda is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And Linda will be very, very happy to talk with you this evening. Greetings, Linda. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I am doing extremely well. I'm so excited about the show this evening. I've gotten people, comments from people who say, wow, they're very interested and they're tuning in. So,
well, good.
Yeah, I would like to have my listening audience to get more information about you, because I know that you came from corporate America.
Right.
And so if you could tell people how you made that transition from corporate America to living the life of joy and fulfillment and metaphysics, I think that would be great.
Well, you know, it was a process. I mean, throughout my career at certain stages, my intuition would say it's time to make a change. And the first change was from working inside in administration to outside sales. And everything that goes in an office basically at one point in my life. But in that process, I learned to become a trainer and a manager. And so that was my introduction into working with people and helping them build their goals. And so for years and years, I worked with sales teams. And part of that process was always, you know, your goals and your visions and, you know, if you make your quotas, where does that go? And then as I progressed, intuition knocked again and said it was time to step out on my own, and then I opened my own marketing company. And with that opportunity, I had my own marketing company for about 13 years, and with that opportunity, not only did I get to work some more with people, and I did a lot of training still in that arena, but I also got to learn when working with business owners or managers or whatever, what they really wanted in their business and in their life. So it was a good training ground. And then finally, several years ago, I just reached a point in my life where I kind of hit a wall. I had everything, Jamelia. I had everything. I had a beautiful home. John and I have been married 40 years, 4 adult kids. I was making a wonderful salary, and I was miserable. Just miserable. And
wow.
I couldn't figure out what it was I wanted. Make a long story short, I decided to hire a life coach. And within the first session or so, she says, so why aren't you doing this yourself? And every bell and whistle in my body took off, because what I had been doing over the last 25 years, of course, is studying metaphysics and spiritual practices and recognizing that we all have special gifts and talents, and mine, I have discovered, is I love helping people recognize the best in themselves, which is why I was always hired in as sales trainers, getting people to step up in their game. So that's kind of how I got here, and from the first moment, I mean, I left my corporate job and my company and started all over again, and logically it may not have sounded like a good idea, but from the first morning I knew that this was where I was supposed to be, and I have not been happier.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I try to help my clients become. I mean, we all are designed to be happy. So.
Mm-hmm. That's really wonderful, because a lot of people would say, wow, she had a corporate job and she's making probably 6 figures or more,
yeah,
and she walked away from it.
Yeah.
And because a lot of people determine happiness in terms of the amount of money that you make.
Right.
Which is a part of it, because you and in this third dimension you have to have money,
yes,
in order to exist. But you mentioned a very important point, because there are people who have the money and they're not happy.
Right.
They're not happy because it's a void. Money is not the answer to everything. It can make your life more pleasant, but it is not the,
yes,
end-all and be-all.
Yes. Now, we're meant to live a rich life in all areas, and that includes financial, too. I mean, I don't know. Have you ever had a book on your shelf scream at you, read me, read me, read me?
Oh, yeah. No, and then,
yeah,
sometimes fall off. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, for the last 2 weeks, Catherine Ponder's book, The Dynamic Laws,
oh, yeah,
of Prosperities, it was, you know, it's,
yeah,
one of those Bibles that you put in your
mm-hmm,
shelf, you know, and I've had it for years. And it kept calling, so I pulled it back out this weekend. And she just goes, she just explains perfectly how it's a sin not to be living in an abundant life, whatever that definition is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, money is part of it, but you have to have a whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
You have to figure out the whole picture.
Mm-hmm. That is so true, because people think that it's only money. No, if your health isn't the greatest, if your relationship,
right,
are suffering, then you're not living a prosperous life, because it's all part,
yes,
of it. It's not just one part. It's all of that. Healthy relationships, healthy finances, healthy body, and healthy self-image. It's all of those things combined in one. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm very familiar with Catherine Ponder. I studied her over 25 years ago.
Yes.
I read all of her books. Yeah, I read all of her books. Yeah. So now you had your marketing firm, and you decided to close that. How did you find out about metaphysics and decide to incorporate that within your practice?
Well, I actually, you know how things just kind of slip into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And about 25 years ago, I was in a place of searching. I knew there was, you know, I was brought up in a particular religion, and it was a great base, and I have very thankful for where I was, but it wasn't answering all my questions.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I personally needed more information. So, you say to God or the Spirit, all right, I need more information, and things start coming into your life. And
mm-hmm.
I think the first thing that showed up was a Wayne Dyer cassette tapes.
Mm.
That tells you how far long ago it was Wayne Dyer and his cassette tapes. But then some of my best friends showed up in my life at that time. And so I slowly started looking into metaphysics along the way, and it just became a bigger part of my life. And I really believe that was part of why I hit a wall, was because I was a closet metaphysic physician. You know, I mean, when
yeah.
I was in when I was in my own space, I recognized that I was part of the universe and that, you know, God was within me, and I have all these gifts. But out in the real world, I was that nice, you know, this is the world, and you know, your lemons are delivered on your door every day, and you make lemonade. And I think I finally just reached a point where my true belief was, we attract the lemons or we attract whatever it is. And my higher self and my subconscious just got into a tug of war for about 18 months.
Wow.
And I realized that when I was stepping into the side of truth, of who we truly are, that we're all connected, that we are spiritual beings and physical beings, and that we are these powerful creatures, when I stepped in that truth, I physically felt better. I could physically feel the love around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is where I want to live. And so that's when, and God bless my husband. You know, I said, I'm starting over. I'm getting a certification, and this is what I want to teach people. I no longer want to teach people how to market, and I no longer want to teach people how to do this. I want to help people understand who they really are. So it's been a long process, but when I hit that wall, I really believe my higher conscious and my subconscious were. And it took 18 months for me to give up, and I literally surrendered to my higher conscious. And that's when all the right. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No.
Oh, and
I
was going to say, and that's when all the right people started coming in.
That is so powerful, Linda. And I want the listening audience to really, really hear what you've said in terms of surrendering.
Right.
Because the same thing for me. And that's what Oprah said, too, when she was working on The Color Purple and nothing was going right. She said, oh, my God, I know this is for me. My husband's name was Harpo, which is my name spelled backwards. And why is it not happening? Why is it not happening? And she said the song kept playing over in her head, I Surrender All.
Which is a
famous song. And when
she
let go, Steven Spielberg called her. Just when she let go. When she let go, he called.
Well, and you know, the interesting thing is, and that's part of the process. Of this process of dream building is, it doesn't have to be to give up your life to become a metaphysical teacher, to become a life coach. It's whatever is calling you. You know, my father was a bartender, and he loved being a bartender. I could never understand it. I thought, why would you want to be a bartender? But he loved it. And you know, when he passed away, the funeral parlor was packed. Because the impression he made on people's lives, and people knew he loved his job. So it doesn't make any difference what your calling is. If you're fighting it, eventually there's a really good chance you're going to hit the wall.
Mm-hmm. So. That's true. It is very true. It is very true. I can so relate to that. So what specific things, Marcus, in your life happened to give you that wake-up call? I know you said when you went to the session with the person who was a life coach.
Right.
But because you weren't happy, but what were some of the physical things? Because people are like, well, okay, what happened? Did she have an accident? Some people need very concrete things so they can...
Oh, it was concrete.
...when things are happening in their lives. You know, because sometimes people are like, okay, well, God, give me a sign, and then the job folds, or they're outsourced, and like, oh, that's not a sign, because they don't know what to look for. So what specifically,
right,
if you don't mind sharing some of the signs?
Oh, I don't mind sharing. I don't mind sharing. What happened to me was, first of all, I had this wonderful marketing company that I'd had for 10 years, and I loved it. It gave me all the freedom I wanted. I was making good money. And then the recession came, and I bought into it. Let me say right now, I just bought into it. And,
mm-hmm,
of course, my business went away, and in 1 week, I had 5 national accounts. And within 1 week, 4 out of 5 called and said, they've just stripped our marketing budget, so we're not going to be doing anything for the next 18 months.
Linda, may I ask you something right here? Because some people who are new to this area, because I can have listeners from all over the world, tell them what you mean when you say you bought into it, because some people may not understand what that means.
Well, when we have a recession, our outside forces tell us this is the situation. But it's only how you look at it. I mean, if you study the Depression of the 20s, one of the things that came out of the Depression, other than all the misery, was that the country had the most millionaires ever developed in that time. And it's because those particular people said, this is an opportunity for me. They knew what they had within themselves, and they created a new living for themselves, and they became millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
When 9/11 happened, most of my business was in trade shows. So when 9/11 happened, of course, all air traffic stopped for a while, but all trade shows for the last part of that year just canceled. And what I found is other people in the same industry, their business boomed because they saw opportunities to market somewhere else that I never thought of. So that proved to me right there that it's how you take those circumstances. So that was my first really big lesson. So when I said I bought into it, people were telling me, the news was telling me, you know, the radio was telling me, times are bad, people aren't going to spend.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, okay, all right, I'll buy that. And, in the back of my head, I mean, in my heart, I should say, I knew, you know, I was being told it's time to do something new. I just didn't get the message. So I went back into corporate for 3 years and got a very good job. And I've always been in commission. So this was a paid job. I was getting a salary and bonus. So, yes, I was looking at six figures. It took about 3 years, and what happened, there was a personal event in my life with a family member that just rocked me to the core, just took my life apart. And what the event was is really not important, but it was a personal event with another person in my family, and it just turned my life upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really put me on a soul search, is because I knew I attracted that into my life. I knew there was something I was doing, and I knew from past events in my life, God was trying to get my attention. And it was something really big. And so finally, you know, it was this logical side of my brain saying, you've got a great job, your company loves you, you love your company, you got a great house, you have a wonderful husband, you know, all of this stuff that we look at on reality. But my soul was saying, you're miserable and you're not doing what you know you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when it was just freaky events that got me in front of this woman. And it was Mary Morrissey, the woman that I got my certification from.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and when I say freaky, I mean, a friend of mine invited me to a trade show in Miami. I'm in Atlanta. And I thought, well, there's no way I can get a flight. There was a flight. Because it was like within 5 days. So I got on a flight. I got a hotel at a special price. I mean, everything just fell into place. Because the time was right, and I was open.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
and I'd left.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I had left the church. I'd left the church that I had belonged to for 50 years. I mean, it just shook everything. I mean, my marriage was shaky, and I knew that my whole life was at a pivotal point, and it was in my hands. And
wow.
I really had to do some soul searching and say, what direction am I supposed to go in? And because my logical brain kept telling me, you got, you know, this is all the stuff you've got that you're gonna lose.
Mm-hmm.
I finally just said, all right, God, I'm yours.
So you completely surrendered to the
process. I did, because I couldn't. I mean, I literally fought it for 18 months. I kept finding answers, and it wasn't getting any better. It was just getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of it was when I was a senior in high school, I knew that I was supposed to help people and make money. But I didn't know how to do that because what I saw helping people were volunteering. And my parents raised 11 kids, and they still took two in as stepchildren. And if a neighbor needed something, they would give them something. They were constantly helping other people, but they never got paid for that. What they did is they worked two jobs, or they worked in the restaurant business, or whatever they did. So what I grew up seeing was you helped people, you loved people, and you took care of people, but you never got paid for that. You just did that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You made your money at a job.
Mm-hmm.
And so finding somehow to intertwine those, that my belief system would agree with, took some time. And it took 50 years.
Wow.
But, you know, it I wouldn't be who I was if I hadn't gone through all I'd gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be who I am, rather.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's,
you know, I know lots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the clients that I work with enjoy working with me because I look like somebody's grandmother.
Oh, you do not look like somebody's grandmother.
Well, I look like somebody's mom. All right, you know, I mean, but the fact that I've been married for 40 years and I've got four kids and I've worked for companies and I've owned companies because I have had all this experience in my life, I've been able to see a lot of different things. So it, you know, it helps me relate to my clients. And they seem to appreciate that part. You know, and the fact that we're all going to live to be 150, I still got 100 years to go, right?
You most definitely do. You most definitely do. Exactly, exactly. You're just in the eyes of spirit, you're just a babe. Just a baby.
And,
you know?
In the eyes of spirit, we're all just a blink.
exactly. You know, we quantify our experiences here. And spirit's like, oh, please. You're not even what you think you are in terms of time. Yeah. But that is so amazing. That is so amazing. So you had all these life experiences that basically had to come to the point to where there's no need to resist because the things that you want, the universe or God or the spirit within wants those things for you as well. So you gave in to the process. So when you gave in, how did your family perceive you and your husband and everyone else when you just said, okay, I'm done. I'm leaving corporate America for the second time. You gave up your marketing job. You went back to corporate America, and then you decided, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm changing my whole perspective, and I'm going to do something that's completely different, which is metaphysical. So What did they have to say?
Have you ever heard the phrase, if mama's not happy, nobody's happy?
Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
Yeah, well, you know, they... I'm not a quiet, shy little person. So my husband understood that I was miserable. I mean, they all knew I was miserable. And you don't want to see anyone you love miserable. And, you know, and luckily we were in a situation that having me try something new was not going to break the bank. You know,
mm-hmm.
all but one of our kids were out of the house. Our youngest was in college at the time, so it's not like I had to go out and buy shoes for my children. So I was very
mm-hmm.
fortunate in the stage of life that we were in. And, you know, my children were just delighted, and mm-hmm. and my husband was too. I mean, they had seen, you know, that my kids had seen their friends come in and talk to me. I mean, they loved talking to me. They knew that whatever I would do in this arena would be done in love.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've had some very good teachers in that area as examples, and so it's something I've tried to pass on. It's not a consistent paycheck, and there are days, I mean, we're human. Let's face it. There are days when, you know, we all look at what's going on and you know, when the car needs being repaired unexpectedly, or, you know, you want to take a vacation. But you know what? It's I have a great life, and money's coming in, and, you know, I just know it's fine now. I mean, it doesn't even bother me as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something else that you know, we as developing spiritual human beings in this spiral life is learning not to let these things bother us to the point
mm-hmm.
of distraction, because that's where our energy goes.
Exactly.
And, you know, I am not suffering at all. I'm very
mm-hmm.
grateful. I mean, I just had my first book published, and look, I'm on your show, and... Thank you.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, you know, and miracles are happening left and right. I mean,
mm-hmm.
if you had told me 15, even 10 years ago, that I'd be sitting on your radio show speaking out loud about new thought and metaphysics, I would have said, there's no way. Like I said,
wow.
I was a closet spiritualist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you were coming from corporate America, and that was like taboo. In corporate America, they barely even talk about traditional religion, much less metaphysics. It's about, you know, that stuff is pie-in-the-sky stuff. It has no validity. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. What, you know, some of the sales courses that I offered back then were, you know, going through the sales cycle and how to close business and all these things. One of my sales trainings now is attracting your perfect client.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so on the other end of anything else. But it's like, God, I wish I knew this 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
25 years ago when I got into sales, I'd have been
mm-hmm.
so much more successful, and I was successful to begin with. But if
mm-hmm.
I understood we attracted these things into our life, you know, I mean, I was very aware of my intuition when I was working, when I was selling. I was very aware of my intuition that would say, you need to call Jane Doe today, or you need to stay away from Bobby Smith because one of us is having a bad day. I mean, I found that very interesting. And I do, you know, I come from my first sales jobs. I mean, we literally knocked on doors. You can't do that now in office parks and things, but we literally knocked on doors, and I would be driving down the street, and my intuition would say, you need to stop in this building and knock on that door. And sure enough, I'd knock on the door, and the person would say, I was just going to call somebody like you.
Mm.
But as far as understanding that we attract these things, and now I had no clue.
Mm-hmm.
No clue.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they taught us this stuff in kindergarten.
I know.
Preschool.
I know.
Preschool. Let's go preschool.
I know. That's one of the things that they talked about in the DVD, The Secret as well,
yes.
that people
mm-hmm.
lament about not having known this early on. They said, well, just start where you are, because sometimes
that's
we
right.
think we've wasted time, particularly if you're not in your 20s and your 30s. You're like, oh, my gosh,
oh, yeah.
time is running out. And it really isn't running out. It's your perception
yeah.
of it. Because there are people I know who are reinventing themselves at the age of 60 and above and doing a phenomenal job and doing so.
Yeah.
So there's always enough time.
Yeah. Well, you know, my 60th birthday is in September. And when I was first doing it, that was one of the records I keep playing. You're too old for this. You're too old for this. You're
yeah.
too old. Nobody's going to want an old life coach. And then I got to thinking that, I mean, and this applies to everybody, why is it too late? Do you not want to be happy today? Do you
exactly.
not want to be happy tomorrow? Do you still
exactly.
want to live the same life you're living last year?
Exactly.
So who cares how old you are?
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes, too, what happens is that people want to have someone who is older because then that's their marker. When I get to
right.
be that particular age, I want to look
mm-hmm.
like her. I want to be like her. I want to think like her. I want to be financially successful like her. So
yeah.
that's something to grow into.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Well, and unfortunately, that's a plague, and it doesn't really make any difference if we're 60 or we're 30. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, one of the things I do is I work with a lot of people in job transition. And you get these, I never thought I'd get to the age where a 35-year-old is a young kid to me, but but you get
mm-hmm.
these kids, these people who are 35 and 40 that are afraid to make a transition because they put so much money in the education of whatever it is they're doing, and they
That's
get into it and
true.
They find out they don't like it.
Yeah.
You know, that it was not exactly what they think it is, but they've got this degree and they've got all this money. And the truth of the matter is, a lot of times we take job advice from an 18-year-old. I mean, would you
mm-hmm.
ask an 18-year-old where you should be working? No, but when we're 18 or 19 and we go into college and we make a decision, sometimes, you know, it was the best decision at the time. So
mm-hmm.
wherever you are in life, if you're not happy doing what you're doing or being who you're being, don't waste any more time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's very true.
Yeah?
I think that's very, very true. And just step into who you are and just, right, not waste any more time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
what you did, which is so wonderful, is that you didn't ask for permission to step into who you are. There's so many people out there who are afraid to be their authentic selves because they want everyone to say, okay, we approve of your life change. And that may never happen. They want to get permission from their spouses, from their children, from their loved ones. And when they,
yeah.
when they hear people giving them critical feedback, then they step away from it, and they become
right.
afraid to move into the next level. But you chose
yeah.
not to.
Yeah.
That is so wonderful.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's we forget that the advice we're getting from other people are from the lenses they're looking through.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not living your life, you're not living their life, and from where they're standing, what they're saying is, this would not be a good decision for me, so I don't understand why it's a good decision for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or they may be afraid that if you change, they're going to have to change.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody likes to change. We all like being comfortable.
That's true.
But, and I'm not saying don't take people's advice. I mean, when you start looking at making any kind of change, especially in an area you're unfamiliar with, it's important to get information about it so you have all the information. But once you have the information and you know that it's the right decision for you, don't let someone else stop you if you can help it. I mean,
exactly.
there are circumstances sometimes, but, and, you know, it's, and sometimes it's, like I said, sometimes it's just a minor change.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it doesn't have to be a major life-changing change to make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
I did a presentation.
True.
Yeah, I did a presentation once, and I said, maybe all you need is a new office chair. Go get yourself a new office chair.
I like that.
So that your back
that.
Feels better. You know,
yeah.
if you're sitting in a chair that's making your back feel bad and you go home and you're feeling miserable and you're grumpy, and get yourself a new office chair.
Yeah.
But sometimes
like
you
that.
Need a whole new office.
Yeah, I like that. And sometimes there's something that's very subtle.
Yeah.
And we're looking for
yeah.
Moses parting the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't have a Red Sea parting experience, so therefore, yeah. I like
oh,
that.
Yeah.
I like
so many
that.
Times we look for the bells and the whistles and the fireworks. And
mm-hmm.
it's sometimes the changes are just a nice cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Our life is so made up of little things.
Mm-hmm.
We put so much
mm-hmm.
emphasis on the big things, but it's the little things
mm-hmm.
that really make up the majority of our life. I do a presentation called 6 Things to Change Your Life Instantly.
Mm.
And it's just things that you can do in a moment that change your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Give us an example.
Well, one of them is get up 10 minutes earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole
mm-hmm.
hour, just 10 minutes. Get up 10 minutes earlier every day and see how much more you can get done in 10 minutes. Another one, and I did this at a women's group not knowing they were going for elections after my presentation, and one of them said, don't volunteer. Now, I'm a big volunteer, and this world runs on volunteers, but so many times we will volunteer because we're forced into it or we feel obligated in some way or whatever, but we will accept volunteer positions that we know will totally screw up our schedule.
Yes.
Or whatever, that we, you know,
like,
we've taken on and
tie.
We know we shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
I love that. And,
yeah.
and women do that more so than men.
Oh,
I love
yes.
that.
We are addicts.
Yeah.
And what we don't realize is when we take those on, we are not, our heart's not into it, our head's
mm-hmm.
usually not into it, and everybody
mm-hmm.
suffers. So don't take those on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take those on. And then, like I said, at the one presentation I did, they asked for volunteers after that, and nobody volunteered. So so now I ask, when I do that speech, I ask ahead of time, are there any elections or anything going on after I'm done?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's another thing I say is once a week, take a bath.
mm-hmm.
Just hop in a hot tub. Shut the door,
mm-hmm.
put on some music, put in some bath salts, and treat yourself well. Just let it all dissolve. And these are all little things.
Mm.
But they help relieve the stress. They help clean out the cobwebs. They help us treat ourselves better. And if we learn to love ourselves more, we can learn to love others more.
That is very true. That's very true. I love that. I love that. Because especially as women, we have been programmed to put our dreams and to put ourselves on the back burner. I've talked to clients as well, and I've told them that they needed to take some time out just to meditate. And a lot of times they say, I don't have enough time. And like you, I tell them that you can get up a half hour earlier. And when you know the children are not coming home from the school bus, don't start meditating and you know you have to wake them up in 5 minutes, and then or you know they're getting off the school bus in 5 minutes, or your husband is coming home, or your significant other, then you say it doesn't work because you've sabotaged it.
Yeah.
So and it cannot work because you've sabotaged it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we would be amazed by the number of high-powered executives and politicians who go into the bathroom and sit for 5 minutes before any big meeting. I think,
wow.
you know, just taking 5 minutes out and clearing your head. Who was it? I don't remember if it was Buddha or Dalai Lama that said, when you're too busy to meditate, it's when you have to meditate twice as long.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. It's amazing what comes to you when you quiet your mind.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It is true. It is true. A lot of things will come to you when you get still. And a lot of times we don't like getting still because we
mm-hmm.
don't like the thoughts that come up. And we're so busy wanting to fix other people. And when we get still, we see that there's no one that needs to be fixed except going within and healing those spots within us. And we don't want to. We don't want to do that.
Well, you know, and I know personally that, I mean, I meditate now, but when I was, especially in times of strife or confusion, I wouldn't want to meditate because then I would hear what I would really have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the decisions would be hard, or the decisions would be contrary with what I was doing at the time.
Mm-hmm. 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 And meditation allows you to hear from the spirit within. You're not asking anything. You're just hearing. Sometimes, like you said, we don't want to hear that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We don't want to have to change our ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is so wonderful. You have, let's talk about Mary Morrissey and then get into talking about your wonderful, wonderful practice in Psych-K, what that means. And for those of you in the listening audience, if you would like to call Linda and talk with her, please feel free to call us on our number. And the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And then at this time, too, why don't you give people your personal contact information? I want to have this sprinkled throughout the show.
Okay, my email is... Okay, my email address is lkminick, M-I-N-N-I-C-K, at live, L-I-V-E, .com. So that's Linda Minick at live. And my office number is 678-367-3459. 678-367-3459.
Mm-hmm.
And you can reach me through I've got two websites, lindaminick.com and accelerateyourlife.guru.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And where are you located?
I am located in Metro Atlanta, but I do work all over the country. In fact, I've had a couple of international clients. So luckily through technology, we can reach people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
But my face-to-face is usually done either through Skype or here in the Atlanta area. I do travel. If somebody wants to I'll be more than happy to talk to them about it.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, you had mentioned earlier in the show about Mary Morrissey. So for those people who are not familiar with Mary Morrissey, and you said that everything lined up for you to go to be part of her workshop, the plane ticket arrived.
Yeah.
You were able to get on the plane 5 days before the event. The hotel was affordable and everything. So why were you encouraged to see Mary Morrissey? Who is she?
Mary Morrissey is an international transformational coach. She's just wonderful. She is a New Age thinker. She's a personal friend of Bob Proctor's and all of the Marianne Williamson and all of them. And Mary has an organization called Life Solutions out of California. And it was really kind of funny. The show that I went to, metaphysical show, and it was in Miami, and you'll enjoy this. And everyone there was very metaphysical. Let's just put it that way. and so there are all of these speakers, and some of the things that were going on were beyond my comprehension. I mean, some of the things we were talking about, I wasn't quite at that level. And you know, they had trans mediums, and they had some of the people said they were walk-ins. For those who, a walk-in is someone who their original spirit leaves and another spirit comes in, and so they were really, forgive my language, but out there, okay? They were, you know, they were not the conservative people I was working with on a day-to-day basis. Let's just put it that way. And I was there with a good friend of mine, and she kept I would, her name's Jean Adrian, my dear friend Jean Adrian, and she would say, there's something here, just hold on, there's something here for you. And the very last speaker, we went in for this keynote, and this woman, who was Mary Morrissey, who's dressed in a suit and you know, 60 years old and very well, you know, her hair's done, and she's walking on stage, and I said to Jean, does she know she's in the wrong place?
Because she
just
like
so smart
of corporate America. Uh-huh.
Yeah, she looked like she was walking onto a corporate stage. You know, mm-hmm. She looked like a CEO of a company. And it was quite a contrast to all the other speakers. And the minute she opened her mouth, I knew she was the reason I was there.
Wow.
And the reason I was attracted to Mary was, first of all, she presented the information in a way that I related to. I mean, everything, I really believe that all of us that are on this path and teaching and helping other people, we all have similar, if not the same, story.
Mm-hmm.
And none of the information is new. It's been around since man could talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God has given us this information and these instructions and since the beginning of time. But Mary presented it in a way that I could understand and I could relate to and I could repeat, which was more important.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mary was the one I had actually, after her presentation, was talking to her about hiring her as a life coach. And we talked for a little while, and she says, no, you should be doing this. And so that's when I looked. And what I liked about Mary is, like I said, she had the information, and it was Mary's program provided me with a lot of support. In fact, I still use a lot of her information in our programs because she's gone through all the marketing expense and, you know, all of the expense of putting it together in a really logical and understandable format. And it's been a great place for me to start, and she's been a total blessing for me and I would say tens of thousands of people around the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. So she's a transformational life coach.
Yes.
And she helps people
mm-hmm.
realize their dreams by tapping into what
yeah.
they already have.
Exactly.
And she empowers them to see that and to be more in alignment with their purpose.
Right, right. And like myself, everything Mary teaches is spirit-driven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she's a phenomenal teacher and has been on stages worldwide. She has worked with the Dalai Lama. She's been in front of the United Nations. I mean, we'd have to talk another whole hour on all the things Mary's accomplished. So,
Wow.
So I feel very privileged to be connected with her.
Wow. That is so wonderful. So, and you're talking with her, then you went through her program, she has a coaching series?
She offers certification and coaching programs, and I went through one of the earlier ones that she was offering and a couple of the other programs. I studied with Mary for over a year. It's been over a year, but specifically during my certification program, it was for a year. We had classes several days a week, and then once a quarter, we would spend 5 days together. The class would spend 5 days together, so it was very intense for about a year, and it was probably one of the best things in my life.
Did you have to go there in person, or you did it through?
Once a quarter, we would go out there.
Mm-hmm.
But during the week, the programs were done via teleseminar. A lot of my coaching programs are done via live telephone calls, much like
mm-hmm.
this. Only
mm-hmm.
it's not on the radio. Much
mm-hmm.
like this. So they're convenient, and you know, you can work them in, you don't have to worry about getting all dressed up and hopping in a car and going somewhere.
Mm. Wow. And so you did that, you said,
For over a year, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did a coaching program, then I also stepped into a program, I don't know if they still do, it was called Millionaire Masterminds, and that was with her and Bob Proctor and Gay Hendricks and Peggy McCall. And so that just took, I mean, when you had mentioned that Bob was on The Secret, and, you know, we had talked earlier about how it was a closet metaphysician. I remember getting The Secret in a brown envelope coming into my house and then waiting till everyone was asleep and then watching it. You know,
wow.
Like it was an X-rated movie. It's like,
wow.
I don't want them to think Mom is out of it, you know. And here it is, however many years later, 15, 20 years later since that, I don't know how long it was ago it came out, that I'm actually in a class with Bob Proctor, and I got to know Bob very well, and, you know, spent time, have a picture of him on my, I have a picture of him, you know, together. It's like, it's just, and then, you know, it's been a wonderful journey.
So how did you meet Bob? You said you've been on the stage with Reverend Michael Beckwith and Bob and Mary Morrissey.
And, well, I got to know Bob through Mary. They put this program together, and I took it, and that was a year-long program with Bob and Gay and Peggy and Mary. And so that's how I got involved with Bob and Mary. And then last year, 2013, I'm a big vision board person. I put together my vision board, and on my vision board I had Michael Beckwith, and I had Doreen Virtue, who, of course, is the angel reader, and a few other people. And I received a call last summer, it was like August, from Hillside Center for International Truth here in Atlanta. They were looking for a speaker, and my dear friend Reverend Richard Burdick from Unity North Atlanta said, you just need to speak with Linda. And so they asked me if I would present at their anniversary, and I said, of course, I'd love to. And then they said, oh, well, you're going to be on the same stage with Michael Beckwith. So Michael presented first, and then I presented. And it's like, oh, my God. So there was Michael Beckwith on my vision board, and now I'm speaking on the same program with Michael. And that was phenomenal. And then later on that year, I got to meet Doreen Virtue and became certified as a card reader. And this year I've got Wayne Dyer on my vision board, and he's coming to Atlanta, and I just found out last week that I've been they asked me if I would be on the welcoming team. So I'll actually get to meet Wayne Dyer and spend some time with him. So I'm not stopping on my vision board, people. I'm adding more things.
That is so wonderful. That is so wonderful.
So yeah, I've got Oprah up here. So if any, I've got Oprah on here. So if anybody knows how to have coffee with Oprah, let me know.
well, she's going to be here, I heard, in September.
That's what I hear. I have to look that up.
At the Phipps Arena, because there's several people who are in a class that I take with Joyce Reynolds on, in Roswell.
Yes, I love Joyce Reynolds.
I'm studying with Joyce. I think she's just so awesome.
And there
are some people in that class who are going to see Oprah. Okay. And she's, like I said, I found out she's supposed to be here sometime in September.
Ah, I'll have to check that out.
That is so wonderful. So everything that you've had on your vision board has now become a reality. And so it's not just something that you did and you tucked away. You are actively working the principles of the vision board.
Yes. Well, it's part of the vision process. It's part of creating the life you want to live, is whether it's a vision board or writing it down, but identifying is a big part of creating what you want. Because if you don't know what you want, how's the universe supposed to give it to you?
That's an excellent point. If most people know what they don't want. When you ask people, what do you want, they say, I can tell you what I don't want. And so now the focus is having them to tell you what they do want.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's, you know, when we listen to our longings and our discontents, the things we don't want, the things we want to change, when you start putting those pictures together, you get a bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're right. Most people don't know what they want. But part of that is they don't know they could have what they want.
That's very true. They don't believe that they can, but they don't dream big. They don't think outside of the box. That's very true.
They haven't been given permission to create the life they want. I know that when I grew up, I was very fortunate. I had parents who would tell me all the time, you can do whatever you want to do. You know, you can do whatever you want to do. But our vision only went 3 miles from our house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had no clue what happened 3 miles outside my house. And my parents grew up in the same neighborhood. So they had not seen much outside their house. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, what I thought I could have, my opportunities, were limited to the knowledge that I had on my surroundings. I had,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, and now, I mean, we have kids that are traveling around the world. All of my children have traveled to different countries. I never got out of my state until I was 18.
mm-hmm.
So a lot of us, mm-hmm. you know, and it is a problem when I work with new clients and they don't know what they want because they've never been told, they never understood, you can create whatever it is you want.
And that's one of the topics, too, of your business. So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
And if you would like to talk to Linda, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. What my listening audience members have told me is they sometimes don't want to interrupt the flow because I get good numbers afterwards. And they just want to sit there and listen. And so they're not calling in. It has nothing to do with whether or not they're listening. It's just like sometimes they just want to hear and listen and not ask questions. So,
well, I love all the people that are listening, and I know it is what it's supposed to be. So
Exactly. So let's talk about your business now, Accelerate
okay.
Your Life and .guru. And, okay. And how did you come
okay.
up with the title for your business and all of that?
Well, AccelerateYourLife.guru is a new website, and basically it's an online community. And it came about as I was doing my coaching, people would want more information, or, you know, clients would want to stay in this energy. And they weren't finding places to do this on a daily basis that didn't involve major investments or whatever. Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
they only got it on Sunday when they went to church, or on a Wednesday night if they went to a meditation. So
mm-hmm.
I was talking to a dear friend of mine who is also, she's a wonderful coach, and she says, why don't you... And she's a business coach, and she said, why don't you do an online community? And so we got talking about it. So AccelerateYourLife.guru is the result of that. And what it is, it's we're just launching it. We've just launched it this summer. But it's going to be for people who want to tap into just, you know, during the day, you know, you've had a tough day at work, you want to just get some mind refreshing, so you come to Accelerate Your Gut dot guru and you read the blog, or you might read some of the topics in the forum or whatever. But it's all about creating your life, and a lot of it, it's all going to be very supportive, and we're going to talk on there about some of it will be spiritual, but a lot of it will be just steps that you can take throughout your day to create a better life. There are different memberships, and the first membership is free. And and you can take advantage of the blog, and we'll have a monthly teleseminar around a topic. And there's community you can talk with, and there are going to be other things on there. And then there's another level which offers you some additional coaching, and then
mm-hmm.
a third level that the coaching gets a little more personal, it gets more one-on-one. So there's different levels of involvement. We're going to offer mastermind groups so that you know, we can take your specific goal and help you build something. So it's not just topics I come up with. It's, we will do some laser coaching with people. And we just, you know, there are a lot of people who are in this state of transition. You know, there are 2014, and I'm sure you've seen this, and I'm sure a lot of your guests have been talking about this. This is a year of change, and more mm-hmm. people are opening to the energy, but they don't know where to go to get support or to get information or not be bombarded, and that's what Accelerate Your Life Guru. So that's what that is. And then I still have, of course, the coaching business and the Psych-K business and mm-hmm. doing that also.
So what is the Psych-K?
Well, Psych-K is a process to help change subconscious thoughts. It's similar, I mean, if you had to categorize it, you could categorize it with NLP or tapping or hypnotherapy. And what I was finding was I was working with clients, and they would work really hard. In our coaching, we go, it's a, the coaching is a transformational thinking process. We go from the way we used to believe and think to the way we can think and believe to, you know, to attract things into our lives. We have to change the way we think to do this. And people would work on this, and they would still hit these walls. What mm-hmm. Psych-K does, it helps you figure out if there's any particular thought that is stopping you, and you know, thought in your subconscious. It's a very quick process. It's very painless. What I love about it is I'm just the facilitator. The client does all the work. It's a connection between your subconscious and your higher conscious. And some of the things, an example of some of the things I've worked on, I had a client who had a very similar background to mine. She was in outside sales, and she would work her way up to six figures, and she could earn $99,000 and she'd be fine. But the moment she hit six figures, her business would go away, like within a month, that's 6 weeks.
Wow.
And the first time she did it, she blamed it on the economy, and then she did it a second time, and again, she hit six figures and she lost it. And she thought, well, okay, but when she got to it a third time, and she noticed things were beginning to decay, and she says, wait a minute, there's got to be something to this. So we worked together, and it turned out that she was feeling, by hitting six figures, she was being disrespectful to her father, who never made
wow.
that kind of money. And she
wow.
had, you know, she had
repeat
a happy
that.
Home.
Repeat that, Linda. That is so powerful. Repeat that.
Yep. She. We discovered that she felt she was being disrespectful to her father, because he had never made that kind of money, and he had given her
wow.
everything she ever wanted, and so she felt that making more money than he did was being disrespectful
wow.
to her.
Oh my
that
goodness,
she didn't,
that is so powerful.
Yeah. And wow. so then we went in and we changed this thought, and she didn't. When she hit that figure again, she never had any trouble. And in fact, she even talked mm-hmm. with her father afterwards, and he just kind of laughed at her, and he said, I gave you everything I could so you could make more money than I can. But, you know.
Wow.
You know,
that
but.
So, so it's her perception, the subconscious mind was blocking her because
yeah.
it felt, wow, there was not
because pain. She felt disrespect.
Respect her. Wow.
And, you know, what happens is, I mean, science has proven that from conception mm-hmm. and probably before, from conception to 7 years old, our brain is just a sponge. We don't have
exactly.
any programming. So we absorb everything that happens to us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that becomes our operating system. When, you know, when I was studying this, one of the things I found out that I had that I didn't realize was a daddy issue. I thought mm-hmm. my daddy didn't love me, and that's because my dad worked nights.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't around as much as my mom was. Like after school, dad was working. As a little kid, I didn't realize that the reason he wasn't around to play with me was because he was working. It's not like he chose to go to work to be away from me. But as a little, and I mean, I know for a fact my father loved me. I mean, there were 11 of us, and I know for a fact he loved each of us. But as a little kid, he wasn't there. We couldn't play together.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he didn't love me. And so I had to go back and fix that. You know, and so it's and it's just amazing what comes up in these sessions. Things that we were planted in our head as children that we're operating on. So, you know, and it doesn't make any difference if you grew up in a functional or a dysfunctional house. These things just progress as we grow older. And they stop us from making some of the changes we want in our lives. So anyway, so I knew that some of my clients were having challenges going through the coaching process, and they weren't making as much progress, and that's how I got into Psyche. And being a Virgo, I wanted it painless. I wanted it quick, and I didn't want the responsibility of you know, of me being the change, and that's what I love about. And if it's something you're not supposed to change, I mean, if you're not in a point where whatever you're working through is done with you yet, your subconscious or your higher conscious won't says, no, we're not going to work on that today. It's an amazing process. It was developed by Rob Williams, Dr. Bruce Lipton, the author of all those great books like Spontaneous Evolution and all the rest of them. It's one of the processes he talks about using. So I'm very excited to have added it to my tool bag, and my clients love it.
Wow.
And I'm offering a special right now.
Okay.
I'm bragging. This is ego. I've just recently been appointed as one of the official affiliates with Psyche International. There are less than 20 people in the world that have this approved affiliation. So I'm listed on their website.
Congratulations,
thank
Linda.
You.
That is so wonderful.
Thank you. There are only 12 of us in the United States.
Wow.
And, you know, it's because we've gone through a series of the training and all of that. So I'm very proud. And because that just happened, I'm offering a special normal. So if anyone's interested, you can just go to my site and find that out, what's going on there.
Okay. And let's just give them your number again, your telephone number again.
Okay. My cell phone is, I'm sorry, my office number is 678-367-3459. So 678-367-3459. And everything I do can be done either face-to-face or via the phone or via Skype. So,
So it makes it, you are accessible by any means that a person wants to tap into your invaluable resources. And you can also talk with Linda face-to-face if you live in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area. And if you would love to have her be a speaker, because she has this phenomenal background in terms of being a public speaker, please feel free to contact her, because she has this wonderful program. She's one of 20 people in the world to help you deal with the unconscious mind using Psyche, PSYCK-K. So please contact her.
And I'm one of their official affiliates. There are thousands of people out there who have been trained to do it. It's just that 20 of us have been approved to be on their website as affiliates.
That's a major accomplishment, a major, major accomplishment.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a major accomplishment. Wow. So some of the other things that you're doing in terms of, you mentioned you're a certified card reader with Doreen Virtue, and a lot of people are familiar with Doreen Virtue as the angel person who interprets angels, and I have a set of her cards as well. So what is that? Talk to us about that when you're a certified angel reader.
You know, one of the things that I've always, and I'm not the only one out there, there are millions of us out there, is I recognize that I'm not alone. I mean, as literally as I sit here in this room, in my office, I'm not alone, that we all have angels or guides or teachers. And I've been drawn to Doreen's cards. She specializes in angels. And what I do is I use the cards for my own guidance, or when I'm working with a client and there's something that I'm not getting.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, I mean, one of the things Doreen does is she creates cards for specific subjects. So there's cards around, you know, ask your oracle guide. So there's guides, and there's life purpose cards, and there's flower therapy cards, and there's all kinds of different type, you know, soul coaching type cards and things like that. So depending on what the topic is, I can pull a card, and it always amazes me. Like right now, if you don't mind, I've been told to pull a card for you. Would that be all right with
please.
You?
No, please. Please.
And these are coming from
the Arc.
I draw my soul
to the world.
Okay. And these are coming from the Archangel Oracle cards. So these are your
please.
Archangel cards.
Thank you.
And every so often I'll get this little, you know, you get a little tinkle in your head and it says, do this.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, as you were talking about that, that's really nice of Linda to give me a reading sometime. I was just thinking it was just a fleeting thought. Wow, thank you.
All right. Well, I know you just went through a move, so maybe this has something to do with your move. I just got to clear your space card.
Mm-hmm.
Angel Jophiel says, get rid of the clutter, clear the energy around you, and use feng shui. So, you know, something tells me there's some boxes somewhere in an office or a room that you've been avoiding, Jamelia.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. And I put them in my closet here, and I said just this week, I said I have to go through those boxes and get rid of them. It's very true.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, so it's, you know, some people don't believe in cards, but I'm a very visual person.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when I pick a card for somebody or do a, you know, and I don't do readings like other people do readings. I don't do that profession. I just use them as additional tools. But I'll see something in the card that will relate to them or give me a clue as to where they're coming from or where they're going to. So it's just another tool that I use for inspiration and guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided last year that since I was so into her cards that I would actually take a class where she teaches you how to read them, and it was a treat for me. When I said you need to do things for yourself,
exactly.
Well, that was one of those things I did for me.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That is so
amazing, and I have her cards, mm-hmm. and I've done one reading. I have to pull the cards out again to do some more readings with them as well, but just very, very accurate, very accurate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. It's, you know, it's what I find funny. I mean, I laugh at myself is when I have to make a decision about something and you know, how I said earlier, people don't like to change. Well, I'm people too, and
mm-hmm.
I'll pull a card and it'll tell me exactly what I know I'm supposed to do, even if I don't want to do it. It's like, all right, I
mm-hmm.
hear you. I hear you.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
I get it.
mm-hmm. It's true.
And, you know, it's our intuition or these voices that we hear, however you hear it. I mean, if you literally hear it or feel it, however, it's so important that we pay attention
mm-hmm.
to it. That's part of dream building, too. That's part of accelerating your life is learning to trust your gut, learning to trust these messages that you get from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once you can recognize the difference between spirit and ego,
mm-hmm.
you know, then mm-hmm. it's so important that we don't ignore these things.
It's true. And people ask, they pray these prayers and ask God to help them or send them signs and messages, and you get it all the time. You get what you ask for, and then they don't know how to be open to receive it.
Right.
Very true.
Right.
It's very, very, very true.
Well, and, you know, the truth is we're getting what we ask for all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't realize when we're asking for things we don't want. And, you know, it's when I had a client, I did a whole class with people who were in job transition. And I had one client who it was all, I just need a job. I just need to make so much money, and I just need a job. And it wasn't what his heart was calling him to do.
Mm.
And he got a job, and it was exactly what he had put. Everyone has to do a vision statement, and it was exactly what he put down on his vision. It was just a job. And he was making exactly the amount of money he asked for. And the class he was in was 12 weeks, and this was like week number 5 or 6. And he kept coming to the call saying, I hate my job. I just hate it. My new job, I just don't like it. And by the end of the class, the company lost their contract and had to let go everyone that they had just hired. And I said to him, I said, so does this surprise you? And he says, no. Because once he got it, he kept saying, I hate this job.
Mm-hmm.
So the next time he created a job, a vision with a job with more in mind. And it happens to us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so did he walk into something different? Is he in another position?
He did. He walked into something, and he got a new position, and it paid him more money. And he wanted to do some writing, and he got... unbeknownst to him, one thing led to another. I mean, he had put writing in as he wasn't quite ready to make a life. I mean, to do it professionally as a writer, but he loved to write.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was part of his vision to do it part-time, thinking he'd do it outside the job. And he ended up being asked to do some writing at work. And it worked in perfectly. And, I mean, I've got... We all have stories like that. It's just wonderful. But it's, you know, it's when you start looking at your life and what's coming in and what's coming out and what's going out, and you have to pay attention to where your thoughts are, because the good and the bad, because the universe doesn't know that. I mean, the universe it has no emotion, so it just gives you what you ask for.
Mm.
So you have to be careful what you're asked for. I recently did a program called Prosperity Plus, and it was all about building prosperity. And again, as a first step, everyone had to write their visions. And the people that were able to put a vision to paper and with direction, their life changed in that direction. And the people who weren't sure what they wanted or didn't want to go through the problems of writing something down or whatever, they spent, this was a 10-week class, we spent 10 weeks focusing on changing our lives. And when you put that much energy into changing your life, you need to have some kind of form for that energy to flow, like a concrete form.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ones that had their vision statement, that read their vision statement every day and said, this is how I want my life to change, as we put this energy into their life to change, it went down that path. But the people who, and it's not that they didn't know, there were just a few of them, and they just were in a spot where they just didn't want to do it. They had just, you know, they knew they needed to be in the class, but they didn't really want to do that vision statement. And the energy came in and started real havoc in their lives. Like things in the house were breaking, and their cars were breaking down, and all this stuff was happening. But because they didn't have a form for it to go into, they were putting all of this concentration into their lives to make things change. And, you know, like they wanted a new house, but instead of having it come freely and easily, things were breaking, forcing them to go out and make changes that they didn't want to change, you know. They weren't planning on changing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, it goes to show you, it really amazes me when people take these classes, even when I took the classes, how much energy how really powerful we are. Because our classes are only an hour a week. and you have an hour's worth of homework. And so when you take those two, you know, you step into a framework of 10 weeks or 12 weeks, whatever the class is, and you just put 2 hours a week into concentrating on changing your life, and things start happening. Can't you imagine what would happen if we spent an hour a day or 2 hours a day focusing on the changes we want to attract into our life?
That is so powerful. But you know what we do do? We focus, but we focus on what we don't want. We focus on the news. We focus because that's a collective unconscious when people join in together. Oh, the economy is bad or this is happening. Since I've moved, because I have moved, I intentionally do not have a television. My late husband had this huge TV that I basically gave away to someone because I didn't want it to come into my new space. And people have to tell me what's going on in the world because I know that everything I need to know, God will let me know through someone. I don't need to be plugged in like that. And my life has changed so much in the time since I've moved from my former residence to my new residence. Things have just changed remarkably. And I'm just so, and things are just moving so very quickly for me because I have shifted. And I'm seeing that whatever you focus upon becomes your reality.
Right. You know, it's, and you're right, we focus all the time. And it, we focus on how much money we don't have or how much money we're not making or how bad we feel or how terrible our relationships are. And, you know, when you focus on that, let's just take, because this happens to a lot of people, let's focus on how much money we don't have. How many financial emergencies do we have when we don't have any money? We seem to have more financial emergencies when we don't have the money than we have the money. And that's because when we have the money, we're confident we're fine, that we have all the money we need to cover all our bills, so things don't happen. And so then when we focus on when we don't have the money, then what happens is we keep saying, gosh, I don't have money to pay this. What happens if? And so then what happens if happens, and you find out, oh, I don't have any money to pay that one either. And so, you know, and it's the world we live in, especially now with all the media in all areas of our lives, sometimes it's hard to distract. But you're right. We've canceled our cable TV, and we have like an Apple box. And so then we watch, we pick and choose what we watch. And, people shake their finger at me because I don't watch the news. I don't watch the news either. Or listen to it on the radio. It's, you know, and they say, how can you live in the world? And I said, you know, if the world's going to end, it's going to end. You know, I don't need the news to tell me. But, you know, it's, I don't focus on that. I don't want
and
that
in happier.
My life.
And you're happier. I know for me, I never really was a news watcher. My mother, who has transitioned, used to watch the news, and she would tell me, you have to know what's going on in the world. I said, Mom, believe me, whatever I need to know, God will let me know through you or someone else. And I just made a conscious decision not to have a television. And I have a computer because I'm a college professor and I need to I have to check my courses online and all of that. And I communicate with friends via email or minimally Facebook. And what then I can get movies if I want, but I'm just, and I may get a television at one point just to have it for people who come to visit if they need to watch it. But most of my friends have done the same thing. Very few of my friends are plugged into television. And they look younger. They don't have medical issues. They are not stressed out. And because, like you said, it's so true, the brain is a sponge. So I know of someone who said to me, because she used to watch a lot of the CSI TV shows, and I told her, I said, let me tell you something. You're absorbing that. No, I don't even pay attention to it most of the times. It's background, and I'm not listening to it. And she's a very wonderful person. However, she is not as trusting. And her energy is very different than people who are not plugged into those kinds of shows. And so she's spending now a lot of time deprogramming her perspective, because those shows reinforce her core belief. And
right.
she thinks that they're not having an effect, when in fact they are. You know, she's not sitting there in front of the TV watching all the shows, but, you know, if you're cooking or walking through the house, that energy is following you. It's there
oh, yeah.
out in the atmosphere. So it's definitely being absorbed. And,
mm-hmm.
and when I talk to people now, they're like, oh, yeah. And I tell people, too, Oprah has said that she watches very little television. Most millionaires and multimillionaires do not watch television.
No.
They're not glued in front of the TV set. They just mm-hmm. don't. To them, it's a waste of time. And the television basically is watched by a lot of people who want their lives to change in lower income, whose lives need to change, but they have the television on all the time and it's dictating their thoughts,
mm-hmm.
and they don't think that it is,
right.
but it is. They're struggling for money. They are having issues, some kind of issues, even though their lives may be pretty complete. They're still having some kind of issues that would go away if they weren't plugged into the television. And I tell people, television, when you look in the TV guide, it's called programming. It doesn't say television shows. It says programming. And
oh, sure.
they're deliberate because they're programming people to buy certain foods, to eat certain foods, to wear certain clothes, to think certain thoughts. They're programming them. And
right.
And they tell you, we're programming you. I mean, they're
yeah.
not subtle about it.
Well, you know, I'm sure there's studies out there, even though it hasn't been thrown on my desk, but how the health care and the health of the people of the U.S. has gotten worse with the number of medical commercials and prescription commercials.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
And, you know, there's a new medicine out, and I've seen this commercial, and it's a commercial for a woman who's taking depression medicine, and it's not working right, so she has to take another medicine. So it's a medicine for her medicine.
Wow.
It's like, seriously. It's like,
wow.
Why not figure out what's making you unhappy?
Exactly. The
and, you know, and,
exactly.
And I do realize that, and please, I realize that there are people that have real medical issues, but there's a lot of it that has been generated out of the belief system
mm-hmm.
that we are a sick society.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. That is very true. The wonderful
yeah.
thing is that people can come to you and find out why their lives are not moving in the direction in which they say, because you deal with them, like you talked about the person who was sabotaging herself because her father, she didn't want to disrespect her father, but she was not conscious nor aware of it. So,
right.
and a lot of times, we do need outside coaching, like
right.
with someone like yourself, because there are people who have done everything that they could do, and they have plateaued.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people, I've been into metaphysics for a number of years, for over three decades, and I know when I need outside assistance. And I ask,
mm-hmm.
and I go, because there's nothing wrong with asking for help. And for
right.
those of you who know that you want to change your life in terms of your career, in terms of your health, in terms of your relationships with your family or your coworkers, or if you just want to have more joy in your life, then there's a person for you to call. She
mm-hmm.
is certified in it. She's trained with the best, Mary Morrissey, Bob Proctor, been on the stage with Michael Beckwith, has trained with Doreen Virtue. That's her metaphysical resume is exceptional. She has a background in marketing, so she knows the corporate thought, as well as having her own marketing business. So you have a person, men and women, who has been there. She's a mother. She's a wife. She has children. She has grandchildren. So she can cover all bases. And she's very compassionate, as you have heard during the show. So we would encourage you to call Linda. And if anyone would like to call in the remaining 25 minutes, the number here is 1-818 1-877-672-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. So in the remaining 24 minutes, and really 23, what would you like to share with our listening audience?
I appreciate what you said about getting a coach. I mean, we go through school and we're trained by our parents as kids, and we get out of high school or college or master's programs, and we're expected to know how to live our lives. We get help from people all the time. We go to a doctor when we're not feeling well. If we decide to go to the gym, we work out with a trainer. We go get our fingernails done by people who know how to do fingernails. I mean, we seek help in all kinds of things all the time. It's just we think we're expected to know how to run our lives. Well, we've never lived our life before in this this creation, you know. And so it's not a sin. It's not a failure to go to a life coach. And what coaches do is they help you find the answer, and so I appreciate that. One of the things that I do is because we work with you personally, I offer little programs. Like I'm doing a mini workshop tomorrow, and it's called Accelerate Your Life, and it's being held in Roswell. And it's 1.5, 2 hours, depending on the number of people that show up. But it talks about some of the steps of dream building, of creating this life. And some of the steps we go through is, first of all, you've got to have a vision. And even if you're not sure what it is, you can come up with an idea of some of the things you want to change in your life. And that's a good place to start. And make sure that you look at your entire life. I've just been approved to be part of a book on graduate on getting jobs, on advice on getting jobs to graduates. And one of the things I mentioned to them is write a list of what you want, because if you don't know what you want, then how will you know when you get it?
I like that.
Yeah. So you have to have an idea of where you're going. And then you have to make a decision to change. Einstein is the one that says you can't get different results using the same actions. So you have to decide to change. And then it's a day-by-day process. But it's one of the things that I've learned going through my training and going through my own metamorphosis is that we're in the center, and we have this circle of and we'd be surprised how many people we influence in a day's time. Not only the people you work with, not only the people you live with, but that, if you take the bus, it's the bus driver. If you go into a restaurant, it's the waitress. I mean, everybody you touch, you can influence in one way or the other. And if you're not happy and you're not living the best life that you can live, you're vibrating at that level. We all vibrate at a level. And we're vibrating at a low level. And when we're with these people we influence, that energy affects them. And not only is it best for us that we vibrate at a higher level, that we find some way to make our lives happier, it's our responsibility to do so. Because we're like jigsaw puzzle pieces. We connect with everybody else. And if we're vibrating at a higher level, our energy will help them vibrate at a higher level, which will then help other people to vibrate. And all this stuff that goes on in the news, like you said, it's negative and it helps bring you down. But the point is you need to concentrate on where you are. Because it's the only thing you can directly change. And it's through your own life that you can help the world be a better place.
That is so true.
I've been working with a couple, and they've decided to divorce. and they've been married for a long time, and they've been holding off doing it because they felt they were doing it for the children. And it's like they've been separated now for 6 months, and they've been the happiest they've been in a long time.
Mm.
And what they've noticed is since they're both happy, they're having less trouble with the kids. And that's because that negative energy that was living in the house, the stress and the conflict and the unhappiness, was radiating to these children.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying, I'm not advocating for everybody that's in that situation, but what I'm saying, as an example, if you're not happy, you're affecting the people around you. So
mm-hmm.
not only, and it's not selfish to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, we aren't meant to be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
We're meant to live our life at the fullest. God did not create us to say, go down there and work your butt off and don't get anything and just live a miserable life. That's not what he did. She
exactly.
did. It did.
Exactly.
We're here to be the best we can be and to enjoy our life and to help others do the same. And
mm-hmm.
the best way we can help others do the same is by living the best life we can. I have to say I greedily, is that a word? I selfishly got into coaching because I know it would force me on a day-to-day basis to practice what I'm preaching.
Mm.
And by practicing what I'm preaching, I'm a happier soul.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm a happier
mm-hmm.
soul, my house is a happier house. And the people that are in my house are happier. And I have to tell you, my cat's never been so happy. So it affects everybody. So
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, so if and I have to admit that it seems the most forward-thinking people are the ones that are open to working with whatever kind of coach you need.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like anything else. I mean, if you work with a coach, you can move things forward faster because you
mm-hmm.
have an extra set of eyes. And I'm sure you've seen that with your clients. That
yes. Mm-hmm. People who are willing.
You know, some,
mm-hmm. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say sometimes, you know, we struggle at something thinking we're doing it right. You know, the old axiom that practice makes perfect. Well, only perfect practice makes perfect.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep practicing and it's the wrong way of doing something, you're just practicing the wrong way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's ever perfect to begin with. But you know, so it's my honor, and I feel very blessed to be able to help people recognize that they are supported by the universe and that these laws of the universe works for everybody. It's like gravity. Gravity doesn't work for one and not for another. It works for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the laws of the universe works for everyone. And whether you look at it from a metaphysical point, talking about the laws of the universe, or you look at it from a scientific point, you know, we're physics where we are energy and there's a positive and a negative and everything vibrates. For those that are interested in learning about how everything vibrates, I suggest you read Power Versus Force by Dr.
Mm-hmm.
David Hawkins. I mean, the first edition does an excellent job of explaining how everything in the world vibrates.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's why it's important that when we look to change our life, that we look at all parts of our life because each part vibrates at a different level, and you need that entire sum. All, you know, you need to get the whole picture in so you know at what level you need to vibrate to create all of it.
That is so well stated. That is so true. And I think people now are becoming more open to knowing that if you ask for help, that's not a sign of weakness, because I know for some people, particularly culturally for some people, they've been taught that you don't talk about your problems outside of the family.
Right.
And sometimes because the family is so dysfunctional, you can't get any relief because
yeah.
that's where the issue is. So sometimes
yeah.
you need to have someone who is skilled and trained like Linda, who is objective and who's non-judgmental like Linda, to have you see what's going on or not going on in your life to help you get to the next level, to help you get to the place where your life is transformed. Because I know that there are people out there in the listening audience who truly want their lives to change in a miraculous way. Mm-hmm. And because you're listening to this radio show, this is not a chance opportunity. You were brought here by God, Allah, the divine source, infinite source, whatever name you want to call the being that exists inside of you as well as outside of you. So this is the answer to your prayer. Listening to Linda, listening to all the wonderful programs that she uses in her wonderful practice, listening to how she has transformed her life, how she walked away from six figures in corporate America because making that kind of money did not make her happy, and how she has since changed her life, and she's walked away from corporate America twice, walked away from her own business because it was not in alignment with her future and not in alignment with what her soul was calling her to do, which was to be more metaphysical and more spiritual. And now she's at a place where she's experiencing bliss and happiness all of the time. So she can show you how to get there, the steps that she used, because she has been there. So I think it would be very, very, very helpful and very important for people who seriously want to change their lives, get to the next level, be in a place of eternal and daily bliss, because it can happen. There are people who are happy from the time they wake up until the time they go to bed, and that's because they're living their life's purpose. Please, please call Linda. And your number again, Linda?
Is 678-367-3459.
And give them your website again.
My website, there are two of them. It's www.lindaminnick.com. That's LindaMinnick.com. Or the online community is AccelerateYourLife.guru, and that's AccelerateE, YOUR, life, LIVE, .GURU. And you can reach
definitely.
Me through any of those. Yeah.
Yeah, and she also is able to talk to people because this program goes throughout the world. So if you're in
mm-hmm.
another country, that is not an issue, because she does Skype and she does telephone consultations.
Mm-hmm.
So because of the wonderful advent of technology, technology has a purpose. Some people use it only, but it has a purpose. And one of the wonderful purposes of technology is that it brings the world to your door. So even though
right.
Linda may not live close to you, you can do Skype and have a face-to-face meeting with her, or you have a phone consultation, or if you're living in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, you can meet her face-to-face. She does wonderful workshops and many group sessions, and so if you want to have a workshop, she can do that for you. If you own your own business and you want to have your employees become motivated and find their life's purpose, she has a corporate background in training in sales. So she is the person that you definitely would like to, would probably benefit in having come to talk to your staff, because she's been there and she knows how to do it. And at least in listening to the radio show, you can see that she has a style that's very, very warm and endearing. So she is the person to call if you want to change your life, if you want the people on your work staff to change their lives. You just want to get to the next level and just have a happier life. And you know you want it, and you've been trying to do it on your own, and you've gotten to a certain level, and you've plateaued. This is the person you should definitely give a call to. So, and Linda, I have so enjoyed having you here on the show. Are there any other points that you want to make in the remaining 10 minutes?
Sure. I just wanted to, again, mention I do have some new events going on. If you'll check my website, lindaminnick.com, I have a mini like I said, a mini workshop in Roswell that's starting tomorrow. But I am starting a new class for Accelerate Your Life, which is the dream building process, and that starts August 6th, and it's running for, it'll be a 12-week class. It's on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern. It is a teleseminar. Everything is recorded if folks, you know, life happens sometimes and you might not make a class. But it, you can go to my website for that information under events, and if they will mention Higher Consciousness, they will get a 20% off of that class. I'd love to have you there. And, you know, Jamelia, what I'd like to say is I really feel fortunate to do this work. I really feel as if I'm an agent of the universe, that God and spirit, whatever you want to call it, really wants us to know the power within ourselves. It really wants us to know that we are loved and we are supported and we are meant to be happy and fulfilled. And we just aren't told that enough or at all. And I'm just so grateful to have the opportunity to help people change their lives in whatever way they want to change their lives. And I would be honored to work with any of your listeners, and I appreciate this opportunity to be on here with you.
Well, it doesn't get any better than that, listening audience. If you mention Higher Consciousness, you get a 20%, let me repeat, you get a 20% discount on her excellent workshop this upcoming, and the date of the workshop again is August, what's the date?
It starts on August 6th. It's Wednesday 6th. Night. We do need to order material for people, so they would need to be registered by the end of the month. Or by the 1st of August, so that we can get their material to them. But I'd love to have them experience some of the blessings and benefits that I have in this material.
Wow. So contact Linda and mention Higher Consciousness, and you get a discount. And that is so such a blessing. And you can hear her commitment and her passion regarding her work. You want to work with someone who is passionate about helping you accelerate your life. And accelerate means to move at a faster pace. Because some people think, oh, okay, living this life, and I know someone who was a former friend, I had to release that friendship, who felt that you would not, that God didn't want you to have peace. And I went online and I pulled off, she lives in another state, several passages about peace, and I mailed them to her. I had no idea what she was talking about, but she is a person who believes that, and her life follows suit. She has these little incidents and problems with quite a few people. So when people believe, whatever you believe becomes your reality. And so what Linda is doing now is having people debunk any thoughts that are no longer serving them to get to the next level, to have the life that you came here to have, which is one of peace, joy, love, gratitude, and happiness. And as we said before, sometimes we need assistance in having that happen. So we encourage you to definitely get in touch with Linda via her website or call her so that you can be one of the people benefiting and sitting in the audience. And I know for a fact, if you participate in her workshop, your life would definitely change, and change for the better, and change faster, because she's going to teach you how to become disengaged from your former thoughts that no longer serve you, and how to recognize them, because sometimes we're living those lives and not realizing how we're thinking thoughts that no longer serve us.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really would like for the listening audience to play this program again. It will become available by 9:05 this evening. Send this link to as many people as you know who truly want their lives to change so that they can have Linda be their coach and learn from her. So you can play this over and over again, and a month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, this program will forever be up on the website. So we encourage you to listen to it, because sometimes when you're listening live, you miss things because you're writing things down. And when you go back and listen to the recorded messages, then you can pick up on things that you may not have heard. So we encourage you to be, to encourage others to listen, and for you to also participate in any of the things that Linda has offered this evening. So, and I'm so appreciative that you were able to join us on our show and to give us words of wisdom about your journey and how you're so committed to helping others. And one question, because we have a few minutes left, with your family members, are they metaphysical as well, or?
Byproducts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I won't say no, because they definitely practice, and you know they understand, but as far as metaphysicians, I wouldn't go that far. But they definitely understand. There's more to life. They're much
mm-hmm.
farther along than I was at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
They're much
mm-hmm.
farther along. I mean, my kids realize that when things don't work out the way that they want them to, they're no longer blaming the world. Let's just
mm-hmm.
put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
They're not quite as out
mm-hmm.
there as Mom is. But, you know, but what's interesting is all of them are psychic. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they know things, even if they don't necessarily want to admit it, all of them have psychic
mm-hmm.
tendencies. So, but before we go, I know we just have a few minutes, and I wanted to say thank you. I mean, let's talk about somebody who's doing wonderful work for the world, and for you to do this for people all over the world, Jamelia. This is just such an honor to be asked
oh,
and to be here, and the work you're doing, you're changing lives,
mm-hmm.
and it's so important. And I just bless you for that. And I just thank you
oh,
for doing
you.
That.
Thank you. That is so kind of you to say, because that is my belief. And I am so truly committed. And I love having this forum, this radio show, because it reaches people that I would not be able to reach on my own
right.
Here in Georgia. So by it being worldwide in those numbers, a reflection of the people that are being affected and touched by the show.
Right.
And is raising the consciousness of people, because I have wonderful guests like yourself who come in and who talk to my listening audience and you're able to give them information that I may not know. That's
yeah.
the whole purpose. I just want people to have better lives by receiving information that will transform their lives. And
yeah.
so I am so thankful that you had the opportunity and the interest, and I knew you had the commitment in terms of your practice to be a guest on the show. So I thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome. And if I may give one last message to your audience, and I know it's a big audience, but to each of you individually, whether you decide that you need a coach or whatever, I'd like for you to know that you are supported, and that you are loved, and that this information comes to you, whether it's me or any of other Jamelia's other guests, to reinforce the fact that you are not here alone, and that you are part of a greater consciousness, and that I hope you all walk forth in greater glory, and with the support that you so desire and so deserve. If I could be of any help to any of you, I would be honored.
Thank you so much. And then I was closing, with those closing words, we are now ending the show. And thank you, Linda. Have a wonderful week, everyone.
Thank you.
And continue to be blessed. Thank you. Until next time.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.